Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of The Mastery Project and your transformation hub. And this podcast is dedicated to the whys and ways to transform the mundane into the magical, the doable into enjoyable, successful and purposeful, all while having fun becoming the architect of your own life. Okay, so let's dive in. Today's episode is 5 ways to cash in with Jupiter in Leo. Okay, my number one is, let's do some housekeeping. What is Jupiter? Jupiter is the largest planet in our solar system, kingpin, top queen. It is the energy of abundance, prosperity, generosity. What goes around comes around. And its home postcode is in the sign of Sagittarius. Yes, a fire sign. So Jupiter is all things to do with quality of life, to do with benevolence, worthiness, to do with money consciousness, and how's your giving and receiving, how's your pay it forward, asking those questions about how you manage money, how you feel about receiving, and also what do you believe is truly contributing to the immaterial value of your life, like joyousness, a sense of energized good health. So Jupiter, yeah, he is definitely the king or queen of energy and us relating to a joyous and uplifting life, because we've got the energy, we've got that sense of open-heartedness, that sense of upbeat, optimistic, energized perspective in order to create and enjoy a wonderful or abundant sense of living. Okay, so where has Jupiter been? Well, Jupiter's been in Cancer. Yes, a lot of discussions about a global scarcity, about sharing in communities, about the cost of living crisis, and also about the madness that has been unraveling in our financial markets and in the wheeling and dealing in the financial domain. So what are we going to get when Jupiter goes into Leo? Well, there is a kind of gentleness with Jupiter in Leo because of that fire sign, that people want to feel, oh, we're back on track, because Jupiter in Cancer can be revealing certain commentaries and certain emotional situations about energy and money and worthiness and valuing our humanity and our communities that people literally find very upsetting or very polarizing. So when Jupiter goes into a fire sign, it's sort of like it's not got the, you know, cold water being thrown on it with the Cancerian element. And so Jupiter in Leo can be optimistic. It can be an uprising of optimistic sentiment or a sense of stabilizing, a sense of investment that comes out of nowhere, because Jupiter in Leo is a relatively optimistic combination. However, what we are going to see also is a big discussion exploding with Jupiter in Leo about where has all the money gone, the value landscape, and also what is the money actually going into, and how are we personally spending our time, our energy, our immaterial assets, our abilities and skills, and how is that contributing to our humanity, our joyousness and our sense of fulfillment in all areas. So don't think that the discussions that have been happening in Jupiter in Cancer are going to go away. They're not. There is a different sentiment when you get Jupiter in fire signs, but it doesn't mean that these particular questions are going to be swept under the carpet. I think they are going to actually intensify, particularly the cost of living aspect. And the reason is because when Jupiter is in Leo, a lot of people feel often that they would like to spend, they would like to invest, they feel a little bit more confident or a little bit more optimistic about their financial future. However, it can also be that everything else is getting so expensive in relative terms that that optimism is somewhat stayed, or it doesn't happen at all because people are just saying, I'm just keeping a pace with price rises, so I don't actually have the money to invest. So that is a crucial difference this year. And I'm going to go to the trine relationship, the 120 degree relationship with Neptune in Aries and Saturn in Aries a little bit later in the podcast. Okay, let's go to number two. Right then, what does the sign of Leo often have as a culture or as a sense? Well, it can often be seen as the cuddly teddy bear. Now, I don't wish to come across as sexist, old-fashioned, or a little bit living in the past, but yes, Leo has been seen as the cuddly male patriarch. And it has been, in a lot of ways, king of, shall we say, a Romanesque sort of empire feel. And all of those qualities are part of the passing paradigm. So I'm not suggesting Leo isn't leaping into the new paradigm also and redefining itself, but we are going to see a lot of the passing paradigm qualities coming out in this particular transit in Jupiter because of the Leo association. So Leo is head of the family, the big provider role, and as we know, in our day and age, providing is very much an equal consideration. But equally, we are going to see that those who have been appearing to be, like I said, the old patriarchy of financial institutions, and also those who have been considered to be the financial elite, that they are going to be under massive scrutiny. Now, we've already seen it with the Epstein files and all of that particular scandal coming out. But this Leo energy on the downside is definitely about entitlement, about the passing paradigm, like I'm saying, like a kind of Roman energy of sort of excess and a wasting of energy on very extreme financial sort of delights or obscure and bizarre behaviours. So it is, yes, a time where the Leo energy is going to be looked at very seriously, and those who think that they've got so much money or so much power that they're invincible, Jupiter and Leo is going to bow their heads, and it's also going to say, dudes, the energy of the people is going to become more and more important. The quality of life for the majority, the highest good of all, in the sense of valuing humanity and valuing the elements of everything that we live in daily life. So all of the costs of being here, the energy to be here, the investment and the prosperity, all of that sense and the entitlement, like the American Constitution says, we're entitled to happiness. It's part of the Constitution. And so that is going to surface. And I think we are going to find that how our money has been spent, or how the global communities purse has been distributed, continues to be a bit of a shocking disclosure. Now, on top of this, as I've mentioned, we've got two major planets in fire, Neptune and Saturn, both in Aries. Now, what does this do? This puts the fire in the fire, and it accelerates a discussion about scrutiny on expenditure and about how there appears to be no money in the till in the public purse. So where's it all gone? So Neptune in Aries is about the value of the people rising, and Saturn in Aries is about efficiency with all things that are resources, and also the cost of leadership and the cost of war. So all the way through this Leo transit, we might not get that sort of happy pills, uplifting spending that has happened in the past, simply because this year we've got that combination of a huge amount of scrutiny about where money has gone, where it's been spent, why is it offshore, and all of these sort of controversial natures of the passing paradigm and how expensive it's been, and the poor levels of investment in the nature of humanity and in the people and in the general public. So the vast majority are going to be putting the Leo energy under scrutiny. Now, on the high side, it is also going to be a relentless pursuit of the mismanagement of money in order for that money to come back into healthcare, education, all the elements in our life that need investing in. So it actually is a kind of turning, a balancing, a turning of the tables, a rebalancing of value that could in the long term be incredibly constructive. But in the short term, it could be seen as being very costly, very disturbing, and also very tumultuous as markets react to instability. So with this Leo patriarchal financial rebalancing, all right, I do think we are going to be seeing, for example, economies like Italy being affected substantially. We are going to see things that people used to spend, they used to consider as sort of luxuries or necessities, sort of swapping around. So it might be that people go, I don't want things, I want experiences, and I really want to feel that I want to look after my health, or I want to have a quality of life. So instead of having a bucket list, for example, the Jupiter in Leo becomes very immediate and people go, I'd like to do it when I'm younger. So people are going to be spending on holidays or experiences and ticking that bucket list off early, all right? Or it can be that people will not be considering family or having children, or the cost will be so large to raise a family. It will be a very fine line between deciding whether to do that or not. So this whole paradigm shifting, questioning and understanding of worthiness is going to be the ongoing dialogue for this particular Jupiter in Leo, and it's going to be also, as I've said, driven by Neptune in Aries and Saturn in Aries. Now, don't worry, I don't wish to depress you. I think it's going to be a turnaround year for a lot of redirection of funding and also the exposure of money being wasted and actually people calling to task in order to really change the trajectory of the value and worthiness of humanity, and also how we can use our resources and the resources of our host planet, Mother Earth, in a constructive and useful way. Okay, so number three, personally, what should we do with Jupiter in Leo? Well, because we've got Saturn in Aries and because we've got Neptune in Aries, I would just say, please, can we keep away from spending up large, all right, or taking on huge amounts of debt? Now, sometimes that is unavoidable for the continuance of a acceptable level. I'm not talking about necessarily a very expansive or expensive lifestyle, but with Jupiter in Leo, there is a tendency to overspend. There is a tendency to spend money in advance of getting it and then getting into debt because it doesn't arrive, or the income or the perceived asset doesn't come in the form that we expected. So my personal strategy for Jupiter in Leo is, number one, write down all the immaterial aspects that you really love and enjoy, all of the qualities within yourself that you value about yourself, the things you think you're good at, the things you love to do, the things you would like to learn more about, and look at how you can achieve embracing those aspects, appreciating them, valuing them, doing them on a regular basis, and see how that can cost you nothing to be able to achieve that. So, yes, I am saying that Jupiter in Leo in this transit, it's as much about the immaterial value and quality of your life as it is about the money. And a lot of people will consider, for example, part-time work, job sharing if they can, or be looking at their health, their mental health and their well-being just as much as having money in the bank or striving for a financially supportive foundation. So money will definitely take a back seat in the sense of it won't be the be-all and end-all for fulfillment. It won't be as shiny as it used to be. And the immaterial visions, fulfillment and ideas and sense of enrichment will come from what qualities we want to champion in our lives and how we want to spend our time. And I think people are going to really reevaluate with Jupiter in Leo how important their time is and how worthy they are of spending quality time. So I do believe we are going to have a time where people want to upskill, they want to educate, they want to invest in artistic pursuits, enriching creative pursuits that don't cost the earth. So that can mean that people take up art at home, for example, they learn at community college or they learn online, all ways to feel that they're improving their sense of worthiness, their sense of and capacity to be valuable. And it might be in some pretty interesting ways, in some pretty exciting ways too, because Jupiter can be incredibly positive and it can cause people to go, why not? Yeah, I'm going to give it a go and invest in personal leaps of faith and having the confidence to change, having the confidence to do things rather than, as I've said, put them off. So to embrace that element in life that brings joy. Okay, so please, no huge risky investments. Look at definitely balancing up your equation between material support, material enjoyment and fulfillment, and immaterial joy, value and fulfillment. Okay, number four. Well, there is a south node going into Leo. All right, that's going to be in mid to late August. And that is one of the reasons why I am cautioning in this particular podcast about financial investments, because there is an element when the south node is aligned with Jupiter. It's about as much recycling the past attitudes towards money, worthiness, and opportunity as it is to investing. And what you can get is a bit of a cancelling out there of the energies. Like, there is a lot more support for a person in, as I said, recycling waste, recycling clutter, selling off what you don't need, really making your resources erudite, concentrated, consistent. And that is also echoed with Saturn in Aries. So the south node in Leo is definitely a big flag, a big red light to what are you wasting your money on? What are you wasting your time on? And it will be definitely a time where people will be more inclined to be conservative from that point on. So from August onwards, because of the south node dealing with the past, dealing with the cost of what needs to be brought into the present. So my number four is, please, if you've got old machinery hanging around your garden, if you've got scrap you don't want, if you've got any items or any aspects in your life that you go, oh, I've been carrying that as a burden, it's draining me and I'd really like to change, then this is a golden opportunity. And also, the south node in Leo is a little bit like the fall of empires type of energy. We've talked about the Leo paradigm clashes and that old paradigm passing. And so it is definitely not to get caught in old attitudes and to flag where we need to be more open-hearted and open-minded, where we need to look at and re-evaluate in our lives. And also to be looking at value as I've said, the highest good of all, and looking in that context because of Neptune being in Aries. The last time Neptune was in Aries, we had the French Revolution. Dun, 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 dun. So it is about liberté, fraternité and égalité. And so we can't make everyone equal in the sense of give everyone the same money. This is not a time for communism. It is a time to say, let's appreciate what we've got. Let's look at our value landscape. And if we can re-evaluate, it is just as effective as spending anew. Okay. Also with the South Node in Leo, there will be an evaluation of the cost of war and conflict, and it will be increasing pressure on leaderships to stop wasting money on war. And this is kind of a bit of a crampon movement, so this is going to be more potent than ever before because of Neptune being in Aries. And so, yes, leadership thinking that they can just waste money on wars and conflicts, there is going to be a lot of change politically that is going to challenge having wars just to distract away from, for example, domestic problems. All of those particular aging, as I said, sort of old paradigm concepts will be less and less valuable. Okay, last point today, number five. Well, Leo Jupiter is all about having a good time. And so I would love to dedicate this last point to saying, get into exploring what brings you joy, what makes your heart sing, little changes that you can make in your routine, something like a new hobby, something like looking into a new job, looking into retraining, looking at spending your resources differently, looking at concentrating value and energizing what is truly uplifting and heart-centric for you. This is very important because as we move forward in the consciousness shift, it is going to be a time when so many people are going to say, not all you need is love in the fullest degree, but saying love is the answer, how we spend our energy, the intention behind our actions and how we create our life is so much more important than how much we actually accumulate or have. And this shift is going to be one where the permanent value and worthiness, the dial's going to move towards the immaterial. And Leo is about having wonderful times, just, you know, hygge, as the Scandos would say, that joy of just having a bottle of wine and, you know, inviting your friends around and talking about all that is happening in the world or sharing your joys and your successes. That is Jupiter in Leo at its best. So please look at what joyous occupations don't cost the earth and celebrate. And if you are doing well in life and if your sense of financial well-being is on the rise, congratulations to you. But also don't forget to share. Don't forget that benevolence is part of this transit. Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining me for this episode today. I'm Alexandria, and gosh, if you like this content, don't hesitate to pass by yourtransformationhub.com. There are over 70 episodes now. And if you want to be benevolent and Jupiter in Leo, then you can buy me a tea token or you can consider a membership to the Hub, because Your Transformation Hub has regular weekly events where we discuss all of these topics, the astrology, the consciousness shift, and how we can truly have a quality, uplifting and joyous life through the choices that we make on a daily basis. Thank you very much for joining me.